Opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We welcome you to another episode of www.mybroadcastbbb.com. Every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, God is worthy to be praised. We're also on Might Live, so we're so glad that you tune in once again. Now, if you do not tune in or watch my broadcast this morning from Might 4100, you missed a treat. I was talking, well, I actually did Supermite products. I was showing you how to supernaturally inoculate yourself through scriptures and through the Word of God. And I'm going to pick up from where I left off this morning, and you'll have to watch it on my page. I want you to go back to Exodus chapter 8 and go over to Exodus chapter 9. Being inoculated, okay? Supernatural inoculation. Supernatural inoculation. Let's pray, get into this, let's keep it flowing. Lord God, we give you thanks and praise that you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Father of all glory. You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. That our eyes are enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the glorious riches that are inside the inheritance of the saints, and that exceeding greatness of your power to us, because we believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you exerted in Christ, when you raised him from the dead, far above all principalities and all powers and all mights and all dominions, not only in this cosmos, but the one which is to come, which is your body that fill all in all in Christ Jesus' name. So be it, so be it, so be it. Now, once again, I did a broadcast this morning. I did 2 hours this morning, approximately 8:07, 9:07, and then 9:07 to 10:07. 2 hours straight on Supermite and Supermite products. I want to add a little bit here to www.bbb.com and also on Might Live. A little bit of, but the same thing, a little bit of twist to it here. And what I want to what we need to do to continue to inoculate our bodies to keep us healthy in the middle of sicknesses and diseases. Now, there is a difference between an epidemic and a pandemic. An epidemic is almost like localized, but a pandemic crosses into different nations. The coronavirus, COVID, is a pandemic because it crossed over to over 170 different nations. And so this is a worldwide spread, which is very dangerous. We've lost thousands of people due to corona and COVID. My job today here on DDB Radio, my job today here on Might Live, is to show you how to stay inoculated in the middle of sicknesses and diseases. Now, I want to go right to Exodus chapter 9. And I want to lay out some things, and I want you to get this, okay? Now, when you stop at Exodus 9, okay, I want to go over to verse 8. Exodus 9, verse 8, Brother James. It says in Exodus 9, 8, it says, and the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron, take handfuls of soot from the kine. This is like a baking system that really bakes the bricks and makes the material. Not really like in the oven like we think, but it says, take a handful of soot from the kine and let Moses throw them in the air in the sight of Pharaoh. It shall become fine dust over all the land of Egypt and become boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron, they took the soot from the kine, and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses threw it in the air, or one Bible says threw it towards heaven, I like that one better, and it became boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils came upon the magicians and upon the Egyptians. Now, the boils looked like they came on Pharaoh, not on Pharaoh, but they came on his staff. They came on his staff, and they came on the people around Pharaoh. And I already told you, Pharaoh means someone that's king, ruler. And the Pharaohs and the Egyptians held God's people in bondage for 430 years. God bless you, Sister Les. And scripture says that due to the boils, the magicians or the magic workers or the black magic developers, they could not stand before Moses due to the boils. And you would think that due to the boils that Pharaoh will harden his heart and let the people go. Now, this is something I want to say on this broadcast, like I say on all broadcasts. Whenever you study the Bible, there are principles, instructions, and apply it to today's lives or our lives of today. And here are some principles I've learned, okay? It is possible for God to ask you to do something and you tell him no. And it's also possible for you to be giving a word and the word can be stolen from you. It's also possible that although Moses is bringing the heat and proving the existence of God, it doesn't mean the opposing person will submit to it. Now, what God does, he sets in motion these 10 plagues. And really, God doesn't really want to get to the 10th plague, because the 10th plague equals death. But I'm giving you 9 chances plus the snake thing to get you to change your heart and to repent. Problem is, while Pharaoh is saying no all 9 times, he himself is creating a pandemic. He's creating an epidemic because the frogs that came out the Nile River due to the red toxins and blood breaks out and all the fish die, and the scripture says that the Nile River. And due to the stanking of the Nile River, the frogs run out and run into Pharaoh's house, throne, place of residence. Still says no. Finally, starts to make some excuse and tells, take the frogs away. Because all the frogs die. So now you're dealing with bacteria, you're dealing with all types of stuff. And this is getting into the soil. This is getting to the air. This stuff just kind of spread, all because Pharaoh continues to say no. So we went through these plagues today. Let me just walk through them real fast so you see how one builds on top of another. All right? The first plague was the Nile River. He said no. The second plague, A and S, was the frogs. And as you know, they worshiped the Nile as a god, and he worshiped the frogs as a god, all right? And not only is God going to deliver the Israelites, he also going to strike down their idols, all right? So the frogs run out the Nile River due to the poison and toxins that's inside the Nile River. So instead of the frogs standing in the Nile River and dying, they run out, and they go into the houses and the homes of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, okay? Now, from the dead frogs, we get the gnats. And y'all, you know, you ran into gnats. You know, not that they bite. They're just transporters of all types of germs and bacteria. So a gnat can move one nasty germ to another area. All right? They move from gnats to the biting flies. And, you know, flies could be dangerous. They can transport, they bite, and they can transport certain bacteria and sicknesses and diseases, you know, biting flies, you know what I'm saying? And then in the eighth chapter, starting around verse 22, God says, I'm going to set a distinction, another word for it, in my people. So if my people will obey what I tell them in the land of Goshen, I will protect them from the sicknesses and the diseases, but they have to obey my instructions. And of course, here come all these flies, and the flies really is a buildup from the dead frogs. God just kind of step back, take his hand back off in you, take his hand back left, and let this stuff just a full infestation of flies and gnats, bunch of disgusting stuff. And what is God's objective? Just tell Pharaoh to let go of my people, which means he could have still had a good penny. He could have still had a whole lot of stuff. Just greed. You already got your stuff. You got your stuff. So let the people go. And Pharaoh could have, you know, lived off that, but nope. He wanted all of it. Greed. Okay. Then he gets to this one, Exodus 9, verse 8, which I think is so crazy, right? The Lord said to Moses, and this is chapter 9, but it's plague number 6, all right? And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take handfuls of soot from the kine, and let Moses throw them in the air in the sight of Pharaoh, greedy and disoriented. That's good, Althania. Dust over all the land of Egypt and become boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. So they took the soot from the kine and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses threw it in the heavens on the air and became boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast. And the Egyptians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils came upon the Egyptians and upon all the Egyptians. Now, what God is actually doing, he's breaking out amongst Pharaoh's staff. Not Pharaoh, but it comes up out of the staff, all those working with him, all his supporters. But you would think he would soften his heart. Nope. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. He did not listen to them as the Lord had spoken. Or the better translation is, due to Pharaoh telling the Lord, no, he hardened, but God takes the glory for it. All right? Verse 13, then the Lord says to Moses, rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the Lord says, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on you yourself and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth, which is I'm not like your gods. Okay, I am different. I'm above all. I'm the God of the Hebrews. I'm the true and living God. I know you think you're a demigod. I know you call the Nile a God, call the frog a God, but I'm going to strike out against your polytheism so that monotheism is exalted. And the God of the Hebrews is a true God. And you can't keep my people working as slaves. And I don't want them worshiping here. I want them away from you. I want them a 3-day journey away, so they can be in the spot and the place I want them to be. God bless you, Brother Willie. So, the deep thing says this, right? It says in verse 15, for by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and the people with pestilence. This purpose I have raised you up to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. You are still exalting yourself against my people and will not let them go. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from this day and found it until now. Verse 19. Now therefore send, get your livestock and all that you have in the field into the safe shelter. Now watch the instructions that Moses is going to get his people. Now, this is something I want to say. You don't get blessed from God just because you're a Christian or just because you're saved. There are times when God will give you specific instructions that must be obeyed. And these are one of those instructional principles. Brother Willie Ophelia in Les, it says, and this is Exodus 9, verse 19. It says, now therefore send, get your livestock and all that you have in the field into a safe shelter. For every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them. Now this is amazing. Moses is the prophet. Moses gives the prophetic warning. If you have any side, let me update it. If your car is parked out on the street, put your car in the driveway. Because heavy hail is going to fall. And hail is like frozen rain. It's liquid turned hard. And the size of that hail, some biblical scholars believe, were the size of this blue thing here. Imagine hail falling like this. And it's going to fall. And the reason why, and I did some study, I did a Google search on hail and how does it grow. The liquid droplets, as they go up into the clouds of the heavens, and the longer they stay there, the liquid combines with some type of precipitation and causes the little liquid thing to get larger and become bigger and bigger. And when it falls that with that size and that weight, and it comes down like pellets, it can destroy and it can strip. Now, the prophet Moses gives them a warning, take the stuff inside. Don't be outside. Take your horses inside. Take your car in the garage. He's giving them prophetic warning. Now, let me drop this heavy science on some of you watching. Pastor McDuffie operates as a prophet. And I've been around other prophets and men and women of God. And I try to listen to the language of God that comes through different preachers to take heed, to take warning. When the church buildings were closed in 2020, I already knew that God was shifting and doing something different. So instead of complaining and fussing, and argue with people about church building clothing, I just began to build on the model of the church ministry I was already doing in 2015, which was social media, to build on that market and try to get my folks away from looking at the church as a physical building and move towards the social media. This is what it means to follow instructions. If you're going to survive in the middle of an epidemic, sickness and diseases, you have to obey the instructions that God gives you. Now, I've been talking a lot lately about NutriBurst, Black Sea Oil, Sea Moss. I didn't mention it, Dave. I'm mentioning it now. Chlorella and Sporilla, bitter herbs, fruits and vegetables, roasted lamb, bitter herbs, I said it already, unleavened bread. These are all things that the Israelites was told to eat and be a part of so that they could be protected from the epidemic. So there are certain things you ought to have in your body in this season. Now, scientists and doctors, and a lot of my research, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm a pastor sharing spiritual information, says that a lot of people who are not having the right levels of vitamin D, vitamin E, zinc, even some of your older seniors are what you call top targets for COVID or corona to affect their bodies differently. We can't say that the taking of this stuff will heal you, but what it does mean, according to the statistics, people who are low in these areas become those targets that corona and COVID. In this season, obey the instructions of the prophet. You have to get some type of supplement, or you have to figure out a way how to increase your vitamin D levels. You have to figure out a way how to increase your vitamin E levels, at least even your vitamin C, and maybe even your magnesium. You got to increase your minerals and your vitamins. I'm making it even more plain today. And you have to find a way to get your immune system up. When they inoculate you with the COVID shot, they're putting in your body the system that your immune system needs to build up immunity against any invading viruses. This is what the shot does. Johnson & Johnson is coming out with one shot, but right now they got a shot out. Now you got to take it in two parts. And it's given so your immune system can build up. Well, guess what? Biblically speaking, you can start building up your immune system now. Don't wait for the shot. I'm not saying don't get it, but build it up now. You know, what is your honey intake? Do you take a teaspoon of organic honey? Are you on some of these bitter herbs like chlorella and spirulina? Are you on algae? Are you on NutriBurst? Are you on black seed or sea moss? Build up your immunity. You know, are you spending in the sun so that the rays from the sun can give you the type of vitamin D you need? Are you exercising? Are you steaming? I got a phone call today. Someone's dealing with COVID. I told him you got to steam. Go to the pot and steam. You have to do something that's going to strengthen your immune system. Now, some of you are trying to do this in the middle of the war, in the middle of the fight. And, of course, better late than never. But you know what's better late than never? When you start giving the body what it needs before the fight starts, before the COVID comes. So the best time to get healed is when you're not sick. The best time to be made whole is when you feel like you need to be made whole. It's almost like off-season shopping. See, right now, you should be shopping for Christmas. And during Christmas, you should be shopping for summer. You have to shop off-season, all right? This is the principle. You have to be ahead of the game before the game starts. And when you look at what Moses says to his people, it says in verse 19 of Exodus 9, he says, "Now therefore, send, get your livestock and all that is in the field, and take them into a safe shelter for every man and beast that is in the field and not brought home will die when the hail falls on them." Now, you can't stay outside. "I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you." No, get your butt in the house. Can't just stand there and just decide to tell God the instruction. God's telling you what to do during the middle of the epidemic. If he tells you increase your vitamin D, increase your vitamin D. If he tells you get more vitamin C, get more vitamin C. And most of us, our food has been compromised. So even eating a good food diet may not always be enough, Uncle Houston. And get some supplements. And get NutriBurst. Then get some black seed oil. You got to increase in some of these meats, which may be fish, cod liver oil. I'm going a little holistic now. But if you can't get that final product, NutriBurst, it got 72 minerals and vitamins, something in your body. Because you got to give your immune system the power to fight back. And please, with some of your deep spiritual folk, it's not just prayer. It's not just prayer. You have to combine the natural world with the supernatural world. God bless you, Kersha. You got to put the Garden of Eden with the planet Earth. You got to take the word of God that you hear and keep it and put physical action to it. This is why I love this scripture in the Exodus where Moses tells the people, if you got anything outside, take it inside. And when this storm hit, don't be outside your house. Go in your house. That's what happened with Corona and COVID. They was told, take your butt in your house and stay inside because we don't even know what this thing is. So some folks was real arrogant. I'm just going to pray and go outside. Now, at first, obey the instructions. So when instructions are obeyed, then you can prosper in the middle of the storm of the problem, okay? Now he says, now if you're outside during the hailstorm, you're going to die. Now, this is where I get off on people who try to turn everything into scriptures and Bible lessons. There's some stuff that when you see something, in the house and stay in the house. Wait for further instructions. We're in the middle of an epidemic. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm making it both because we want to survive this storm. We want to survive what we're in the middle of. So Moses gives them instructions. Look at Exodus 9, verse 20. Then it says this. Now look at verse 20, and it's scary, verse 20. It reminds me of the saints and the ants here in America. Then whoever feared the word of the Lord amongst the service of Pharaoh held his slaves and his livestock into their houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left their slaves and the livestock in the field. Do y'all know how deep that is? Do President Crystal, Sister Laz, and Sister Opinion, three of the most mightiest sisters in the world, do you know how powerful that is, Kershaw? Uncle Lynch, do you see how powerful that is? I'm going to paint the picture. And then at 2:29, we're going to take a break from www.mybroadcastingddv.com. He said, I'm going to give you a prophetic word. Take your livestock, put them in the house, put your indentured servants in the house, don't come outside. Because this time tomorrow, water and ice going to fall from the sky about the size of my fist. And anyone who's outside is going to die. Now, when Moses spoke that to Pharaoh, spoke that to the Egyptians, and even spoke that to the Israelites, we're going to see, do you fear the Lord? And fear the Lord means if the prophet says it, I need to do what the prophet says. But I meet people all the time that will hear me speak and preach and just go and don't do anything. And when they die prematurely, when things turn out worse than they're supposed to, they like to blame God, blame the pastor. No, just blame yourself because you're just plain old rebellious. Because he told them, take the stuff inside. Now, the crazy thing, and I like that fear of the Lord, they were doing this. Yo, what did Moses say? What Moses say? Yeah, I know I'm an Egyptian, man. I don't believe in the Hebrew God, but man, shucks. I'm doing what Moses said. And come on, boy. Come inside. Come inside. Come on. Got the horses inside, the slaves inside. Imagine one of his neighbors said, what you doing? Hashim, what you doing? Shucks, man. I done seen enough of miracles. I done saw enough of stuff. I'm doing what Moses said. I'm rebelling against Pharaoh, and I'm doing what Moses said. That's why some of you sometimes have to rebel against your friends and your company and follow the voice of the prophet. Follow what the Holy Spirit tells you, because your very friends will talk you out of obeying God. Your friends will talk you out of tithing, giving offerings, and they don't even know how the coffee tastes. There were some foul servants that said, I'm taking myself in the house. Y'all don't want to pay attention to Moses. I done saw enough of plagues. I done saw six of them. And I'm fully convinced that the God of the Hebrews is more powerful than all the gods we come up with. So I'm taking my folk in the house. But there were people, Kershaw, there were people, Joseph T. Hutchinson, who says, Moses is a fake prophet. We don't believe Moses. He's faking. I'm sticking with our gods. I'm sticking with our idols. When we come back after this, what would have happened when the folk did not take heed to instructions given. Now you're watching and you're listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com, and you're also watching Mike Live. We're going to come back and take a 3-minute break. I'll stay here on Mike Live. Let's go. Let's take our break.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back to www.mikebroadcast.com. And we're also watching here on Mike Live. And I'm on the subject matter of how to supernaturally inoculate yourself. How to supernaturally inoculate yourself. And I've been explaining to my people and my circle, you can play with this if you want, and you can act like what I'm saying is not the truth. All you got to do is do your own research, go on Google, and even if you don't agree with my products, you better find somebody to get your vitamin D level up, your vitamin C level up, to get your zinc level up. You know, all the stuff you need is a NutriBird. It got spirulina, it's got chlorella, which is the bitter herbs, and it got the algae in 72 minerals. And I just take a little tablespoon and put it under my tongue, Crystal. And, man, after I do this broadcast, I'm going to work out because my body is surging with energy. I'm going to use my workout stuff and work out, burn some fat, and build muscle. So I'm giving my body the immunity that it needs so it has the best ability to fight off sickness and disease. And let me put this precursor out there, and I say this all the time. I do not claim that it cures. I do not claim that it heals. I'm telling you, go see your doctor. Follow through on all your prescriptions. Do what the doctor tells you to do. But I like to do what I used to do with my wife. Give her stuff. And the doctor go examine her and say, you don't need this pill no more. You need that one more. And the doctor started taking her off because the stuff I was giving her was giving her body what she needs to fight it off. Are you with me? It's very important to say that. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 9. And I'm talking about how to supernaturally inoculate yourself. All right, I'm sharing these deep truths because some of y'all are getting a hold of this. And I got many testimonials of people who listened to Pastor Mike and got healed supernaturally. They anointed themselves supernaturally. They applied biblical principles supernaturally. And God kept them healthy and strong. All right? Now watch this. Scripture says that in verse 21 of Exodus 9, that whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left their slaves or the indentured servants and their livestock in the field, which means they did like some of you did. I don't care what Pastor Mike said. I'm not listening. He's fake. He's phony. He has your money. So they ignored the word of the prophet. And 9:22 says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven. I love it, toward heaven. That's that third heaven. So that there may be hell in all the land of Egypt. This is an epidemic. It's a localized attack. Every plant of the field in the land of Egypt. Then Moses stretched out his staff towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire. This is thunder, hail, and fire. It's like all this weather at one time. Thundering, lightning, and then the hail and fire, which is a thunderstorm, this lightning, rained out on the earth, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. There was hail and fire, which means lightning, flashing continually in the midst of the hail, very heavy hail, such as had never been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Chapter 9, verse 25. The hail, watch this, struck down everything that was in the field and in all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the hail struck down every plant of the field and broke every tree of the field. So all the plants and all the fields were destroyed, symbolic of businesses, shutting down reproduction, killing the plants. All is due to the hail, right? 26. Only in the land of Goshen, that's where the Jews stay at, where the people of Israel there, there was no hail. Crazy, right? Then Pharaoh sent, now watch this, this is verse 27, 9:27 Exodus, and called Moses and Aaron and said to them, this time I have sinned. Now we start to see Pharaoh break a little bit. Ain't gonna break all the way yet, but let's be about to buckle. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead with the Lord that there has been enough of God's thunder and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said to Pharaoh, as soon as I've gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's, not you. You don't own the earth. I know you think you got. I know you think you got it going on. I know you think you're the prime minister or the president, but you're not in charge of all things. You might be given a certain control system, but you're not in charge. And so God did all this to show you that he's greater than you. Nobody greater. He said, the earth is the Lord's. Look at verse 30. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God. The flax and the barley were struck down, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in the bud. But the wheat and the summer were not struck down, for they are late in coming up. So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, stretched out his hands to the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased. And the rain no longer poured upon the earth. This is why sometimes when you pray, you can control weather conditions. This past snowstorm should have been worse. Somebody commanded to be calmed down. Somebody did. I just didn't do it. And I know Reverend Mark is always snatching power out of storms. Verse 34. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet again, and he hardened his heart. So tell you, he does it, not me. So the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people of Israel go, just as the Lord had already spoken to Moses. All right, now watch this. I'm showing you, in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of an epidemic, every time Pharaoh says no, it gets worse. Chapter 10 of Exodus. Then the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine amongst them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and your grandson how I have dealt harshly with the Egyptians and what signs I have done amongst them, that you may know that I am the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Terrell. I said, one way ministry. God bless you, man of God. Verse 3. So Moses and Aaron went in the Pharaoh and said to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews. It's important. This is the eighth plague. All right, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me. Look at Exodus 10:4, and this is another killer. For if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your country. Do you know, and like storms where there's a lot of water and moisture, do you know locusts follow? God bless you, Sister Valdez. You know that the locusts follow like storms and tornadoes. They hang around moisture and water because when they come in, these locusts, they got one thing. Anything that is green, we're going to eat it. All right? Now, you got five locusts, that's all right. But you got a million of them, you're in trouble. I will bring locusts into your country, and they should cover the face of your land so that no one can see the land. And they shall eat what is left to you after the hail, and they shall eat every tree of yours that grows in the field, and they shall fill your houses, and the houses of your servants, and of all the Egyptians, as neither your fathers nor your grandfathers have ever seen from this day to come on the earth to this day. Then he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said to Pharaoh, now watch this, I want you to see this, Exodus 10. Then Pharaoh's servants said to Pharaoh, how long shall this man be a trap to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Do not yet understand that Egypt is ruined? So Moses and Aaron went back to Pharaoh, and he said to them, look what Pharaoh said. This is the best he can do. Go serve the Lord your God. But which ones are to go? Moses said, we will go with our young and our old. We will go with our sons and our daughters, and with our flocks, and our Cadillacs, and our Mercedes, and our herds, for we must hold a church service, which is a feast to the Lord. Verse 10, but he said to them, the Lord be with you if some evil purpose in mind. No, go, the men amongst you, and serve the Lord, for that is what you're asking. And they was driven out from Pharaoh's presence, which means, the men can go, but the kids got to stay. See, but that wasn't what God said. He said, I want all of them to go. But Pharaoh's heart is hard. Now, you are plague number 8. And this one was the one of the locusts. All right? Now, watch this. Now, before the locusts came, look at verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch. I got 5 minutes here on DVD radio. The Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, so they may come upon the land of Egypt, and they will eat every plant in the land, all that the hail has left. So Moses stretched out his staff over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind. I told you, the ride and the storm and the wind. But an east wind, I like that east wind, it's the same thing about the storm of Jonah. But an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. When it was morning, the east wind had brought the locusts. The locusts came up over in all the land of Egypt and settled on the whole country of Egypt. Such a dense swarm of locusts as had never been before, nor will it ever be again. So the land was darkened, and they ate all the plants in the land, all the fruit of the trees that they owned, and left. Not a green thing remained. Not a green thing remained. Not a green thing remained. Did you read that? Not a green. What is green, Sister Mo? What is green? Chlorella, spirulina, algae. If I take away your green, that's going to affect your immune system. I'm going to weaken you. Locusts love to eat everything green. I want you to get that. Don't miss this. So these locusts were strategically allowed to come on the land to remove the green. You know what's wrong with a lot of us, with our bowels? You take it like 5 days to do number two. You don't have any greens. You have no chlorella. You have no spirulina. No chlorella or spirulina. You're missing your greens. Green make you lean. So you don't have green, your bowels are locked up. That's one of my people who don't never break wind. I'd be scared of folks that don't break wind. I mean, all that gas is inside of you. You got to get the stuff out. That's what means to purge and to get out. Your bowels supposed to move every day. If it's not moving every day, something is wrong. You got too much meat, too much bad food. You need something to cause your to get stuff out of you. All right, y'all keep it up. It's a little crazy fantasy in your brain. I'll never use the bath. I'll never break wind. Well, I'm kind of scared of you. That's why your eyes sticking out in the front. Filled with gas. Get it out. Purge. Wash. But no greens is a problem. So he says, not a green thing remained, neither tree nor plant of the field through all the land of Egypt. And verse 18 says, I'm 2 minute warning here, DD Wade. I'll stay here for 3 minutes. Then Pharaoh hastily called Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore, forgive my sin, please, only this once. Plead with the Lord your God only to remove this death from me. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord turned the wind into a very strong west wind. Notice how God uses physical stuff to carry a spiritual command, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea, that same Red Sea. Not a single locust was left in all the country of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the people of Israel go. There it is. Remove toxins out the body. You need greens to purge. That is so good. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to get this NutriBurst. Got to get this back seed oil. Got to get this stuff in your body. We're trying to purge. Got to get some cold water. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Got to get that body. Get some electrolytes. Got to get some stuff. Get that organic honey. Get the lemons. Get that turmeric. Get it out your. I'm trying to tell you what to do. Boy. Look at 10:21. I got 1 minute for deep now. Let me just, you've been listening to DVD Radio at www.mybroadcastddv.com. Just an announcement, please do not forget my DVD Radio audience. I am on service this Sunday at 7:47 a.m. I got another service at 10 o'clock, so please be on time. And I thank God for all of you tuning in today. Please go to my Cash App, $PastorMichael7, PayPal address, supermike777gmail.com. The engineer, love you, man. And thank God also for Brother Danny, Brother Steve Olympio, and thank you for your support. We're always on Saturday at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I got to go to DD Radio. This is your host, Reverend McDuffie, and the name of my message was How to Supernaturally Inoculate Yourself. How to Supernaturally Inoculate Yourself. All right? God bless.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose the law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.